Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The president posted this morning about, you know, his threat that on leaving Iran, he said we might be blowing up and completely obliterating all of their electric generating plants, oil wells, Harg Island, and possibly all desalinization plants. Under international law, striking civilian infrastructure like that is generally prohibited. Why is the president threatening what would amount to potentially a war crime with the U.S. military? And how do you square that with the administration repeatedly saying that the U.S. does not target civilians?
Look, the president has made it quite clear to the Iranian regime at this moment in time, as evidenced by the statement that you just read, that their best move is to make a deal, or else the United States Armed Forces has capabilities beyond their wildest imagination, and the president is not afraid to use them. That's not what I said, Garrett. And you're saying the word potential for a reason, because I'm sure some experts are telling you that in your ear to try to ask me that question. Of course, this administration and the United States Armed Forces will always act within the confines of the law. But with respect to achieving the full objectives of Operation Epic Fury, President Trump is going to move forward unabated, and he expects the Iranian.
Okay, during the opening salvo of this war, on the first day, we struck a girls' school and killed 160 Iranian schoolgirls. We are 1 month in, and we're still getting headlines like this. UN peacekeeper killed. Another critically injured in South Lebanon blast. UNIFIL says a peacekeeper was killed and another seriously wounded after a projectile exploded at a UN position. Thousands of people have died. And I like how Caroline Levitt at one point says, you probably have experts in your ear telling you to talk about these things. Yeah, what's wrong with experts who are calling out potential war crimes? They're saying we need an investigation into what's going on here. I want to break down this presser that Caroline Levitt gave because it was bizarre and quickly went off the rails as she is asked about a slip-up that Donald Trump made on Air Force One last night. While he was showing off his, you know, new ballroom that he's making, his building, while the American people are suffering, he accidentally says that the military is building a massive complex underneath this ballroom. Caroline Levitt is then asked about exactly that. They say, hey, can you tell us more about this massive military complex? And she goes, I cannot tell you about that. She shuts it down. She does not want any questions about this. Let's go back to the beginning. She walks out and says, can we just hear a little amen in here? Listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Could you hear our amen in there? We just said a little loud prayer as a team. In this Holy Week, President Trump and the First Lady are joining in prayer with Christians celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior.
To all the Christians in my audience, to all the religious people in my audience, I hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to be celebrating Easter with my family, just for a tradition. But Caroline Levitt doing a prayer with the same team that is on a daily basis figuring out how they can run PR for the Epstein cover-up, the new wars, the ICE murders of Alex Preddy and Renee Good. Don't be praying in this manner. Somebody in the reply said, oh, the devout people who are praying right after talking about how to cover up the Epstein files. Exactly. Let's continue here. And by the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are so close to 2 million subscribers, and we are currently the fastest growing Gen Z media company on the internet. We have Gen Zers building every single day on Substack, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and you guys, this community that we've built, are the only reason we're able to push forward every single day. Caroline Levitt then begins to outline the deal that Donald Trump is trying to make with Iran.
President Trump issued a 10-day pause to postpone planned strikes on Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure. This remains a truly once-in-a-generation opportunity for the regime to make a good deal with the United States.
They had a better deal 10 years ago in 2016 or so that Donald Trump immediately tore up.
Says more reasonable. Again, these folks are appearing more reasonable behind the scenes privately in these conversations than perhaps some of the previous leaders who are now no longer on planet Earth because they lied to the United States and they strung us along in negotiations, and that was unacceptable to the president, which is why many of the previous leaders were killed.
How is them getting killed in the middle of a negotiation, them stringing along the United States. Just this morning, Donald Trump made an announcement that Iran agreed to many of the points in his 15-point plan. Iran came out and said that's not true. In fact, they came out last night and said that Trump will likely lie about the progress in the deal because he wants to pump the market. Well, guess what? This morning, he pumped the market 2 hours before it opened, and it immediately fell and continued to fall. And right now on my phone, I have the chart up. The market is rapidly falling. Global markets are in turmoil because the United States hasn't achieved regime change. The regime is still standing. The regime is not one person. We haven't completely taken out their military. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. Then Caroline Leavitt begins invoking the president, saying there's only 4 to 6 weeks timeline on this. We're literally blowing past that. Listen.
Steven.
Thank you, Caroline. Two questions, one on TSA, one on Iran. On TSA, for ordinary Americans watching the briefing, how long until everything goes back to normal at airports after the president's action? And then on Iran, on the time frame, President Trump initially said about 4 weeks. Secretary of State Rubio on Friday reportedly said it might be another 2 to 4. Is 2 to 4 the current ballpark that the administration is thinking?
With respect to the timeline, again, the president, commander-in-chief, the Pentagon has always stated 4 to 6 weeks estimated timeline for Operation Epic Fury. We're on day 30 today. So again, you do the math on how much longer the Pentagon needs to fully achieve the objectives of.
And it's more like day 31, but who's counting? So we're on day 30, 31. We're on the end of week 4, entering week 5, and there are still troops mobilizing to the Middle East. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. The United States isn't able to escort a single ship. I mean, maybe they let through a few Indian ships overnight, right? But the United States is not able to get a single allied ship through the Strait of Hormuz, and we are now in mission collapse, where the original goal of the mission has been inverted to such a degree where our new mission is to fix the fuck up from our original mission. So whatever our original goal was, nuclear disarmament, regime change, it is now to just reopen the Strait of Hormuz. We are mobilizing thousands, asking for $200 billion, and Caroline Leavitt's claiming that we're on week 5 out of 6. Really? We're on week 5 out of 6? Donald Trump is desperately trying to reach some sort of deal by willing it into existence. And really quickly, I urge all of you to be using the internet in a safe manner. Most people don't realize that their email is the backbone of their digital identity. Your bank, your jobs, your passwords, all of your accounts likely connect back to your email. It's how the internet recognizes you. And with most providers, your email inbox can actually be watched. Messages can be scanned, AI tools can be used to track your behavior, certain links can be embedded in the email that are invisible. That is why I like what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail makes sure that your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can track you. There are no ads, no scanning of your messages. And if email is the foundation of your digital life, there should be a strong foundation that is private. So try Proton for free by using my link, proton.me/Adam Mockler. You can find the link below. One more time, try Proton Mail for free. Use proton.me/Adam Mockler or click the link in the description. Thank you all. Thank you to Proton. Then Caroline Leavitt gets asked a great question. Hey, the cost of diesel is up a shit ton. What are you going to do about this?
And then secondly, the cost of diesel is averaging at $5.38 a gallon right now. What's the message from the Trump administration to truck drivers who are dealing with those high fuel costs right now?
Again, we understand, we hear you, we see you. We are fully tracking this short-term fluctuation in oil and in diesel prices. And that's why the president and the administration have continually announced robust actions to provide stability in the global energy market. As you know, political risk insurance, one of those actions, allowing countries to purchase sanctioned oil just to increase the supply. In the meantime, we've worked to release 400 billion barrels of oil and refined products as well. We issued the 60-day Jones Act waiver. All of this has with the goal of increasing supply to create stabilization.
And what have we seen? Zero stabilization. I mean, I feel like I'm just sitting here being a hater on everything she says, but it's so incredibly justified. Everything she is saying is a pure lie. Every word that's coming out of her mouth is a gross, offensive inversion of reality. They're claiming they're trying to stabilize prices while Donald Trump is currently inflaming the war with Iran. They're claiming they're making the world safer while Trump is currently lifting sanctions on Russia and Iran. You know, let's jump over to Donald Trump talking about his ballroom. I already find this disgusting for reasons mentioned in previous videos. I mean, the American people are suffering with high gas prices, with high energy prices, and high healthcare prices, and Trump is gloating about his new ballroom. And about 50 seconds into this clip, I want you to listen, because about 50 seconds into this clip, Trump begins gloating about a massive military complex underneath the ballroom, and Caroline Leavitt refuses to answer any questions about this.
This is a view of the columns as they are going to be made. They're going to be hand-carved, and they're beautiful. Top of the line, there'll be Corinthian, which is considered the best, most beautiful by far. Okay?
What's your timeline on this thing?
Timeline, so we're ahead of schedule and under budget. And all of this money, all of the money paid are paid by myself and donors. And it's all donors. There's not one dime of government money going into the ballroom. Now, the military is building a big complex under the ballroom, which has come out recently because of a stupid lawsuit that was filed. But the military is building a massive complex under the ballroom, and that's under construction, and we're doing very well. So we're ahead of schedule. That's part of it. The ballroom essentially becomes a shed for what's being built under the military, including from drones.
Okay, so he's talking about the drones, the shed, all of this. When Caroline Leavitt is asked about the same thing, she has a quite dodgy answer.
Can you tell us more about this massive military complex?
Can you tell us more about this massive military complex? Please tell us more, Caroline.
Can you tell us more about this massive military complex underneath the president's new ballroom?
I cannot tell you more about that, actually, as a matter of fact. However, the military is making some upgrades to their facilities here at the White House, and I'm not privy to provide any more details on that.
Could you imagine if Vladimir Putin had built a safe room somewhere near the Kremlin and then accidentally admitted in a lunatic, deranged, senile-filled rant that he had built this and exactly where he had built it, literally exactly where he had built it? If the military is installing a secret room or a secret safe area, you don't just blurt it out because you were briefed on it. Then Caroline Leavitt tries to imply the regime has changed in Iran.
The amount of time and effort trying to strike a deal, and unfortunately, the previous regime, again, many of those leaders no longer with us here on Earth because they faced the consequences of the United States military. So if there's ever a chance...
Okay, by the way, there's no previous regime. It's the same regime. I'm going to end off the video with some simple analysis. Donald Trump thinks that this is going to be Venezuela. He thought that it would be Venezuela, that he could come in and chop off the head and the rest of the body would fall in line. It kind of worked with Maduro. He arrested Maduro, detained him. And even though the regime is still standing, Maduro's number two kind of fell in line. But Iran is not Venezuela. There is a deeply entrenched military of hundreds of thousands of ideologically radicalized people who will fight and die till the very last one to protect and preserve the regime. They are currently surviving. They are currently making sure the regime still stands. They are enacting their political process. And the people that Trump claims are on his side in Iran are not on his side. The victories he's claiming he's had, he has not had. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you subscribe and drop a blue heart if you made it this far. I will see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.